What are your thoughts about nab-paclitaxel and sort of where that fits in this whole group?
Nab-paclitaxel also has some of the benefits that I talked about with exabiprolone, and that you don't need the steroid premedication, which I think is a major plus. The negative about it, having worked with exabiprolone, is that it's still a paclitaxel, so you still have resistance. The exabiprolone actually works in cell lines that are resistant to paclitaxel. And I think it, you know, certainly has much more potency as far as polymerization. So I think it's a good drug for now because of the not having to use steroids. You still do get neuropathy with it. You know, it's okay.
Are you using it yourself?
I have used it, yes.
In what situations?
In a situation where I usually use capecitabine as my first line for metastatic. And after that, I will consider using a taxane. And we haven't done it in every case, but in cases where we don't want to use the steroids, I've used the nab-paclitaxel.
You know, other than the financial considerations, why would you want to use regular paclitaxel?
It's mostly financial considerations. I think it's, you know, so much more expensive. But I agree, I wouldn't. I think it's much better to not use the steroids.